Hi, I'm Thomas Lawler. And they say, whoever they are, that you can't go back home again. They also say that you can't take back your childhood. In the summer of 2010, I proved them wrong. I grew up on the mean streets of Fairbanks, Alaska. Actually, it was just one of the streets was mean. And oddly enough, we lived on it. It's Lawler Road, and that's my last name. So the mean people that lived there, that were pounding you in the head, were related to you. We had a big house, not a big house, actually, a small house. It was 900 square feet, and I had eight brothers and sisters. We had a roof, we had a floor, and we had electricity. But sometimes my parents, that was too uppity. So they moved out. We spent a lot of our summers in a cabin near Harding Lake, Alaska. That was 50 miles out of town. No floor, no electricity, but we had a refrigerator. It didn't work. We didn't have electricity. But sometimes that was too nice. So my parents had a third property. That was 120 miles on a dirt road out towards the Yukon River. And that had no floor, no roof, no electricity, no nothing. My parents moved from Fairbanks, and they sold the house, and they sold the cabin. But they kept the property, the mining property, the mining claim. And eventually, my father and I built these three cabins there. And my dad's goal before he died was to build a family camp, to get people back to Alaska who had moved away, like me in Connecticut, and to get the family back together, you know, in at least parts of the summer. So we built these three cabins, and it was really nice. And my father saw them being built, and he saw them finished before he died. And I bring my daughters up there every year. And every year we have to drive by the old cabin that we sold. And no one's done anything with it. We sold it 30 years ago. This was the intermediate cabin that had a roof. And in it, my father had built some furniture that was really, really, really crappy. My father was a horrible carpenter. He built things with logs and metal and sticks and crap, and we just sat on it, and we get little splinters in our little butts. And it was horrible, but it was our childhood. So every year we'd drive out to the mine, and we built these cabins, and my children are going there now, and we're all excited. So we'd have 15, 20 people in these cabins. And we'd pack up. So in 2010, we packed up, and we left. I had a trailer, and I had my nephew's truck. And we're driving back, and I had my mother and my sister. And I said, "Mom, I'm going to stop at the old cabin at Harding Lake." And she said, "Okay, why is that?" I said, "I'm going to steal that furniture back that's in the cabin." She said, "What? No, that's ridiculous. You can't do that. We don't own it. We don't even know who owns it." I said, "Look, I've driven by it every year, and it's like Pompeii. It's like the people who were having dinner, it's like left, and it's nothing. It's just everything is staying the same. So it's like nobody's doing anything. I'm stealing that furniture." So I started running back and forth. Oh, my mother. So the first trip I made, I got this futon-type thing that's a piece of crap, but it's my childhood. So I grab it, and I throw it in the back of the trailer. And my mother goes, okay, hey, Tom, come here. And I said, "What?" She said, "I have a neck brace on." I said, "What the hell's that for, Mom?" She said, "Because we had parked on the outside of the park. There's a state park right at the end of the property, and they were circling the ranger." And she said, "If they catch us, I have a distraction." I said, "What the hell's that, Mom?" "Okay, fine." I get the rest of the furniture. We get it in the back of the truck. We get it in the trailer, and we start driving south. Drop my mom off at the Fairbanks Airport. We start driving to Anchorage. So I'm driving around the truck. We had some problems up at the mine that year. We had a lot of kids up there, and we had some diarrhea that ran through the little kids pretty bad. So we had a lot of, basically I had in the back of the truck, bags and bags of baby poo in trash bags and diapers. And just, and then I had a trailer of stolen furniture. I'm about 100 miles from Anchorage. And all of a sudden, whew, I get pulled over. So I said, okay. Officer comes up alongside. First thing they say in Alaska is, do you have a gun or any other things that I should be worried about? It's a little game everybody plays, because you say, of course I don't have a gun. You're 100 miles from Anchorage. You're fully loaded. Yeah. So I said, of course I don't have a gun. And they took the license and, so he said, okay, license, registration, insurance. I open up the middle console, 44 Magnum. Slam down the middle console. We get in the glove compartment. We give him kind of some stuff all mixed up. He walks away. He comes back another minute later. He goes, do you know why I pulled you over? And they're thinking, oh my God, there's like 50 or 60 reasons. But he didn't want to give him another reason. So he said, your trailer is not registered. Okay. You have no running lights on your trailer. Okay. Your light in the front has been smashed and it's aiming at people passing by. Yeah, you got me. Your registration and your insurance have expired an hour and a half ago. It's 1:30 in the morning now. It's crap. I turned to my sister, I'm thinking, but we had our seatbelts on. So I'm pretty like, yeah, good. So he goes back and we're just sitting, I'm saying, and we're going to be in Guantanamo Bay because in Connecticut, if they, you literally, they'll take your car away. And I'm thinking, but, oh man. He comes back, he comes around the corner, he goes, you guys try to get those fixed, okay? And you're going, oh, holy crap, is he gone? Is he gone? And then when he left, and he just parked out in the back behind us like he was going to catch us again as we took off. So, oh, double. So I said to Ann, okay, you pump the brakes and I'll look at the back of the car. Yeah, is he gone? Is he gone? And finally when he left, we got back in the car and just ran into Anchorage as fast as we could, which takes a long time because it's pretty far away. I drop my sister off at the hotel. I drive up to the hills outside of Anchorage and I just pass out. And about 3:30, 4 in the morning, my nephew gets up to go to work at 7. He goes, what happened? I tell him the whole story, and he said, because we have, you don't have any cell phones or anything. He has no idea what's happening, and it's his truck. We'd gotten an accident earlier, but I didn't bring that up. So he said, here's the whole story. Then he leaves, and he comes back a minute later. He goes, hey, your story's not quite done. I said, oh, no, I think it is. And he said, no, Bear got in last night. Because I didn't take out all the poo diapers, and he'd spread it all over my brother's yard. Well, I ended up picking it all up, going to the dump. And that was it. But did I learn my lesson? Absolutely not. Next year, I'm going back and getting that damn refrigerator.